Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Everybody knows that Father's Day gifts tend to be pretty awful. The little self-made cards, the ties with the weird patterns, and worst of all, the world's greatest dad on mugs and hats and t-shirts. Obviously, these are not the things a dad would go out and buy himself. I've never said, you know, what I really need? A world's greatest dad hat. It's high time people knew the truth. But dads are grateful for these gifts because of the love they signify. But has this ever happened in your family? While the kids are giving the gifts, they actually start fighting. Maybe they fight about who gets to give their gift first, or one kid makes a nasty joke about another kid's gift, or the youngest kid wants to help dad unwrap and that makes the older one mad. That really ruins the whole feel of the thing. Dad isn't looking forward to these gifts in the first place. He's looking forward to the beauty of the moment. And the beauty of the moment, well, it's wrecked when the kids start complaining and fighting. This is kind of worth thinking about when we start meditating on how we should try to please the Heavenly Father and what type of gift we're trying to give our Heavenly Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What does a dad really want from his kids, especially on Father's Day? As we just said, he doesn't really care about their little cheap gifts. Dads, at the age we're in, can buy pretty much anything they want from Amazon, and it'll be there the next day. So what does he want from his kids, really? Well, he wants them to be happy, and he wants no fighting. He wants peace. So what do we have to offer our Father in heaven? How do we show him our love? What can we give him? What do you get a father who has everything? What do you get the father who made literally everything out of nothing. Maybe you get him the same thing. You give him cheerfulness, and you give him no fighting. You give him peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Nothing wipes parents out like kids who complain all the time. And there's plenty for kids to complain about. Maybe they're getting sick and they don't feel great. Maybe they didn't sleep well last night. Maybe they don't like the day's lunch or dinner menu. Maybe they're just bored. Maybe they can't get what they want. But if they're always expressing dissatisfaction, it ruins the parent's day. The same goes with us in relation to God. We can always find plenty to complain about. Maybe we don't feel well, not sleeping well. Maybe we're hungry. Maybe life has been tedious lately, or maybe it's been the opposite. Maybe it's overwhelming. Or maybe there was something we really wanted, and now it looks like we're not going to get it. Okay, so do you want to give your Heavenly Father a gift? Be cheerful anyway. Don't complain. Don't be cranky. Today is a gift for your Father. Thank him for it, and celebrate him by remaining joyful. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Kids fight about anything and everything. They fight about real stuff, like if one kid swiped all the cookies before anyone else could have any. And kids fight about totally stupid stuff, like who gets to use that one fork with the little frill on the handle. Oh man, and nothing takes the joy out of parenting like your kids fighting. Some of you know what it's like to have adult kids fighting, how it completely sours the joys of old age when you see your grown children still acting resentfully toward one another. It's one of the greatest tragedies, one of the greatest misfortunes in life, when your kids never stop fighting. And the same is probably true for the Heavenly Father. Do you want to give him a gift he'll appreciate? Then look for opportunities to not get mad at the people in your life. When your spouse or friends or family members or colleagues do something rude, insensitive, disrespectful, or just plain irritating, then make like Elsa and
let it go.
Think how much you appreciate it when one of your kids just shrugs something off. Think how much you appreciate it when your kids aren't getting mad and don't get mad and just forget about it. That's such a gift because it's the gift of peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
You know, at Mass, when the priest says, "Pray, my brothers and sisters, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father." Our sacrifice means our gift. It's the gift we give to the Father. That gift is primarily Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, but it's also anything we have that we can offer as a personal gift to God. We should offer him our prayer, our work, our joy, and our suffering cheerfully. We should do what Mother Teresa said, to accept what God gives and to give what he takes with a big smile. That's what we bring to the altar. That's what we offer at Mass. The gift we offer the Heavenly Father are those things that we place on the altar. What gift do you think God would like? Well, now we know. Maybe we showed up at Mass cranky and anxious and not having a good day. So the first thing we can do at Mass is try to get back in the mind frame of cheerful gratitude. And we can sincerely say, "Lord, I offer my happiness and my gratitude for all the unbelievable generosity you've shown me." That's a good gift to offer our Father. And the second gift is the gift of not being mad at anybody. Not friends or family, not your wife or kids, not the cantor who sings badly, or the priest who gets on your nerves, or the family over there whose kid is out of control. If you are tempted to get irritated at any of those folks, then just think, "Oh good, just in time. Now I have a gift to offer my Father. Now I have an offering, a sacrifice to place on the Lord's altar, and it's one I know he'll like." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on, Teresa?
I think this meditation is just the secret guide to happiness. I think this is, obviously, we'll be happiest when our will aligns with God. But this is also just the best way to maintain your peace, the best way to stay focused, the best way to enjoy every day.
Is to do what?
This idea, sorry, there were a handful of things in this meditation, but A, to know that we're offering everything to God, but also this approach to life that's, it's not about, say, having the perfect moment and having the perfect, I really wanted to, say you have a really good intention. I want to invest in this person. I'm going to meet them for coffee and we're going to have a conversation and I'm going to really like be a spiritual leader in this person's life, and it doesn't go the way you expected, and you're furious and you're mad at God and you're mad at them and you're mad at the moment. And it's a good way to get bitter really fast and be so frustrated and just miss the point of every moment. But if in every moment you're looking at it as, it is not about what happens so much as my disposition and my peace with God's will and what's happening.
Yeah.
I am so caught up all the time in expectation. For instance, I love giving gifts, I love hosting, but you can get caught up in the act and the circumstance and not the real heart of it and the intention and the love of it. So say you have friends over for dinner and you're just like, all that matters, I'm doing this for my friends, but then it becomes, the food isn't how I wanted it to be, and the lighting's not how I wanted it to be, and I don't have the right playlist, and I don't have the right,
or the conversation not the right vibe. Didn't go the way I wanted.
It didn't go the way you wanted, and so you're just jaded about it.
Yeah.
But the true way to love and experience God's world and be at peace with all of it is just realize that's all nice if it happens, but it's really about the disposition. And it's about being in tune with God. And it's how we should be in Mass. You won't be distractible if every moment is a moment with God.
Yeah.
Because it's the same way if you had a friend coming into town and you were really stressed about it and you wanted it all to be perfect, but you didn't get to take them to that cool restaurant, you didn't get to show them around, and you didn't get to introduce them to your friends. And they're just thinking, dude, I just came back to visit you. Exactly. But God's with us all the time.
Yeah.
God's with us all the time, and we're like, I'm not praying right, and I'm not doing everything right. It's not as things were supposed to be.
Yeah.
Adoration didn't go the way I wanted. It's not about that. Adoration didn't go the way you wanted because someone was rustling around in the back and you were super distracted by it. No, that's supposed to be how it is.
Yeah.
It's just, are you being with him? Are you loving him?
Yeah, it's so, I mean, this really comes down to the point at Mass.
Mm-hmm.
If we're ever at Mass complaining about something at Mass, we're really not giving a good gift to the Father.
I watched a friend really check himself once when we were in a Mass, and there were these kids playing around in the front, kind of like in their pew, and they're like sort of running back and forth, and they're being cute, and they're being loud, and they're doing all this stuff, and he's kind of like, control your kids, I'm just so distracted. And then he's like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
First of all, nothing greater than a little kid's joy and, yeah, and purity in that moment.
Yeah.
And it's not on them. This is good. This is, it's not an obstacle. It is the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been taking very seriously Our Lady's call of prayer and fasting.
Yeah.
And I've been wrestling with this because...
Oh, you don't get to fast the way you wanted?
Well, I don't eat any grains.
Yeah.
So I can't. I mm-hmm. can't. I just physically cannot eat the bread in America. Mm-hmm. So I can't fast on bread. I already don't eat any sugar.
Mm-hmm.
No dairy. I eat really clean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, what am I going to fast from? What am I going to fast on?
Yeah.
Like lentils? Am I going to fast on lentils?
You sure try.
And so I was asking Our Lady right before we prayed this meditation.
Yeah.
I was like, Our Lady, what do you want me to, what sacrifice do you want? And she was just as loud and clear. What I'd really like would be that you would accept
mm-hmm.
what the Father allows into your life cheerfully.
Mm-hmm.
Like this wretched cold I have right now.
Yeah.
To accept, I love this line from Mother Teresa, to accept what he gives and to give back what he takes with a big smile.
Yeah, that is the greatest delight. That would be the greatest delight as a parent. Just, you're appreciative. You don't have to make me some great gift. Just the fact that you are really appreciative of what I'm doing in the world that I've put so much effort into for you.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing. Anytime you have a friend who's really deeply listening to you, really just appreciative of the things you're doing, it lights up your world, and we need to do that for God.
Yeah, like you just said, listening to him, gratitude, and cheerfulness.
Yeah.
That would be a great gift to mm-hmm. give God. And then accept what he gives.
Yeah.
With a big smile. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.